Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morning, Kirsten. How are you today?
Good morning, ladies, gents, and non-binaries. I'm trying to have my cool radio voice.
Nice. That sounds very relaxing and calming and maybe to do with what we're talking about today.
Yeah, slip into the smooth sounds. No, so we're doing Evergreen, which was one of these other genres that appeared on people's Spotify playlists of the year. And people were like, what is Evergreen music? And I don't think I'm listening to it. And it's actually kind of Spotify made up, but it's people on Spotify calling their playlists that.
Okay.
So there's actually quite a disparity of what it is. Like, I was assuming that it was songs that stood the test of time, right? So I was assuming Free Bird, House of the Rising Sun,
right?
I Am the Tiger.
Big old classic vibes going on there, yep.
And then, but if a younger person was making an Evergreen playlist, they had, you know, Green Day, Paramore, okay. Backstreet Boys. A lot of Bollywood Indian ones. It was really popular in the Indian community. But there are Evergreen radio stations and a lot of Evergreen playlists. So what I could find out the rules were universally timeless.
Okay. That's a big rule.
Yes, yes. Appeals to all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Memorable melody. International airplay. And I think that's important.
Okay. That's
how we have seen it globally, you know. And it talks about human experiences that, you know, people can relate to. They're sort of universal and they're so simple they translate well into other languages.
That's really interesting. I mean, the three songs you've picked us are all great. I'm going to hit the first one.
So this is Amy Winehouse singing a classic. So this is Amy in 2003. But it wasn't released until posthumously 2011.
I love this song.
It was originally released in 1962 by best band name ever, Ruby and the Romantics.
Yes, such a good band name.
And but their version, so you know, Amy's got this sort of reggae vibe to it, right? But their version was bossa nova, so it was meant to have this kind of funky groove, you know. It wasn't a complete song ballad.
I mean, I think this definitely sits in the, I don't know anyone who doesn't like Amy Winehouse. I mean, how could you not like Amy Winehouse?
Now, other fun facts, one of the writers, his name is Mort Garson.
Oh, wait, Plantation Mort Garson. We love old mate Mort.
Oh, do you?
I had no idea he was on this. Well, the original of this.
I just like the name Mort.
It is a great name.
Who names their kid Mort? Little Mort.
Little Morty.
The song's also been covered by Frankie Valli.
Yes.
Amazing voice. Julie London. Look her up if maybe later at night. Very sexy woman. but also releasing this song posthumously, even though she'd recorded it earlier, you know, was very sad and sentimental, you know, to have a song about hopefulness, you know, and resolution.
So, I mean, all the tracks we're playing this morning are women, in the sort of driving seat, I guess.
Oh, so great.
The whole list you sent us, though, as you said, it was quite disparate, but I think it's definitely the kind of music I could listen with my mum and she'd also really like it, and I could probably also listen with my grandma and she would really like it too. So maybe there is something about that universal, it's not specific to a age or a demographic necessarily.
Yeah. I think your intergenerational point is really important. And so I'll list some of the other songs that we're not playing, but that people are, you know, big on these lists. Careless Whisper.
Nice.
Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree.
That is a classic.
Take Me Home, Country Road. And Right Here Waiting for You.
Someone has texted in. Don't do that. Have a nice glass of water. Someone texted in saying that they saw an overseas commentator refer to Crowded House as Wedding Core, and there must be a big overlap between Wedding Core and Evergreen.
Yes. I like Wedding Core. We'll have to add that to the list. Now this, again, generational. This is the dear, dear Patsy Cline, 1957.
After midnight,
I like this. How could you not?
Just like we used to do. Yeah, so walk into it, different generation.
Yeah.
And still hear something relatable and cool.
We've talked a lot about how music, when it becomes used in a film or used in television, it sort of starts to transcend maybe the genre space it originally existed within or the
yes.
country that it was first popular in. I think a lot of this music, I mean, maybe not Amy Winehouse, you don't really hear a lot of Amy in TV, but, you know, a lot of this music you do sort of hear pop up in film and in this kind of thing where it sort of has a marker in history or in culture that tells you it's had
Lost.
A big effect. Yeah, for sure.
This was in Lost, and Lost was about time jumps and time travel, you know? And so, you know, this song, Skipping Time, oh, love the steel guitar and the upright bass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently Cyndi Lauper has covered it.
Oh, true.
And Patsy's amazing story. So this song's from 57. She died in 63 in a plane crash.
Oh, shit, I didn't actually realize
very
that.
Very young. Yeah, I hadn't realized, you know, that like some of the other rockers, you know. And this is considered one of the all-time greatest country songs ever. One of the first country pop crossovers.
I'd be keen to hear what the BFM listeners' evergreen tracks are. You can text them in on 53955. You don't have to include your name if you're a little bit embarrassed, but also own it, you know? Love your favourite evergreen songs. As we've often said, a bit of cheese goes a long way.
But I like what you said, a bit of grandma, you know?
I think that's the thing, though, is like a song like Patsy Cline is of a different generation, but it still resonates, you know?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about, you know, driving in the car in a New Zealand summer with your whānau and these songs on the radio, you know, and the multiple generations, you know, singing in the car with your wet togs.
Nice little slide. I'm very pleased about this third track here. Anyone who listens to the show regularly knows I love Karen Carpenter.
The voice is perfection.
And the drumming.
Waiting for my favorite song.
And it's literally about what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is the most meta of the songs you've brought us.
Yes. It made me smile.
Those were such happy times and not so long ago. I feel like something like The Carpenters has definitely gone through a period where people were like, oh, Carpenters, you know, in the sort of like 80s, everyone was like, ugh, ABBA, ugh, The Carpenters. And now people are like, unashamedly, but it's great pop music. Why are we all being crap about that, you know?
Well, I mean, the time that this song came out, 73, you know, was a time of really like, you know, harder rock and psychedelic rock and hard funk. And so it was such a contrast at its time that, like you said, yeah, people thought it was naff, but when you think about, you know, sunny afternoons and reminiscing and the radio and multi-generational whānau together, it
can really... When I worked at a bar, I would put this on quite late in the night and it would go off. Everyone just loved
really?
It
really?
Yes. Oh yeah,
crying in their beers.
Someone says The Girl from Ipanema all day. That's an evergreen song for them. Someone else has said Aww. She Speeds by Cordell Shane. I don't know how Shane would feel about being called Cordell Shane. Maybe Matua Shane. But for sure, that is a transcending banger.
Yeah, it would be cute if people made playlists with their grandparents. And then you would get that evergreen flow. We'd start a new Spotify trend.
So much has changed.
Sing it, Karen.
Oh, her voice.
Bit of clarinet. Oh, can't go wrong.
Oh, I'm so glad. I thought you guys were going to hate this.
Someone says, I love The Carpenters and ABBA unashamedly, and I will always do. Me too. They're both brilliant. I think it might be sexism. I think that's probably what it came down to at the end of the day.
A real man can enjoy The Carpenters.
I hope everyone is shalalaing in their car.
still shine.
Now, apparently this song literally then on the album follows with a mix of older covers that she did of these types of songs.
Mm.
So it was written to be about this, you know, loving of evergreen music, and then go into some of her tracks that she loves.
I hope everyone appreciates Karen deadpan singing Shing-a-ling-a-ling as well. Like, it's just absolutely, who can get away with that if not Karen Carpenter? Piano Man.
Lang Lang.
Someone says Piano Man by Billy Joel. Definitely on there.
That's a cry in the beer one too. Still
shine. I like this is bringing out the little cheesy side of the BFM listeners. That's what we like to hear.
I'm loving it.
I think we could also, I mean, we've talked about karaoke bangers before, and I think this definitely has an overlap with that particular circle of a Venn diagram going on there, Kirsten.
Well, yes, because normally it's that I don't want to karaoke a really good singer because I will fail. But it's everyone will sing with you, so it's not about your performance and mimicking her greatness. It's about the community love and enjoyment.
Absolutely. I've very much loved and enjoyed those three tracks that you brought us. Thanks for bringing us another sort of demystifying of the weirdness of these internet-generated groupings. Evergreen, who would have thought it? Lovely bit of Amy, Patsy, and Karen there. Thank you so much this morning, Kirsten. It's always great to have you on the show. Where are we going next week?
Total opposite. We're going songs with good screaming.
Songs with good screaming. Mean. Sounds excellent. Time to thrash out some feelings. We'll see you then.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Someone says,